If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Our top story this morning, the Cowboys' playoff hopes fading fast after losing to the Vikings 34-26 on Sunday Night Football.
Those 26 Cowboy points come on just two touchdowns and four field goals. One of the TDs followed a rare Cowboys fake field goal.
This is 47 yards. And a fake! And a pitch back to Aubrey, who's on the run for the first down!
And for a few minutes, it looked like Dallas might have a good night, but the Cowboys defense once again struggled and could not sack Viking quarterback J.J. McCarthy even once. And, you know, that does not sit well with Jerry Jones.
We let their quarterback have an outstanding game, and I thought we could do more about that rather than to let him. I think that's pretty telling that when he has the kind of game that he had, that we weren't be able to do mitigate that.
So where does this leave the Cowboys' season? Well, they're not quite out mathematically, but they are close. If the Eagles beat the Commanders on Saturday, Philly will clinch the division, leaving Dallas out of the playoffs for a second year in a row.
I'm Kurt Lewis. Now, while there's no doubt fans are disappointed, some are trying to take this all in stride.
I mean, it's a first-year head coach, so we'll see how he does moving forward, but that was not a good showing.
And coming into this season with a new head coach and new coordinators, a lot of people didn't have high hopes to begin with.
They did better than I thought they were going to do. Like, I thought that season was going to be a lot worse, but, you know, I wasn't expecting, like, to be in the hunt this late in the season, but,
Well, a lot of fingers are pointed at the players and the coaching staff. A lot of other people are putting the blame for this lost season squarely on the shoulders of the owner. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A North Texas police officer is on administrative leave and facing a charge of sexual assault of a child.
Louisville police officer Zakur Vargas was arrested Friday after Heath police received a call about suspicious activity. Police say responding officers found Vargas with a 16-year-old in a public location. He was arrested and booked into the Rockwall County Jail, where he was later released on a $100,000 bond. Vargas just joined the Louisville Police Department in May. From the 24-Hour News Center, Chris Blake, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Cedar Hill police say two officers returned fire during a domestic violence call overnight on Sleepy Hollow Drive. Officers were met with gunfire when they arrived. One woman was shot before police got there and is in stable condition. The suspect surrendered around 3:30 this morning. No officers were hurt.
Still doing your holiday shopping? How about a video game? KRLD's Russell Scott reports that's what a lot of kiddos are asking for.
Before you buy it, take note, because not all those video games are age-appropriate. One way to tell is look at the lettering on the package. If it has an M, that's for gamers 18 years old and older. Most parents worry about how much time kids will spend playing those games.
So parental controls on a device allow parents to block or limit games by age rating. They let you control the amount of time spent or even the time of day or day of the week that they can play and log into a device.
Aubrey Quinn with the Entertainment Software Association says those controls are pretty easy to understand, even for us non-gamers. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas suing a Wisconsin company for blocking parents' access to their children's medical records and for antitrust. KRLD's Chris Fox has more.
The lawsuit accuses electric health record software company Epic Systems of holding an illegal industry monopoly and restricting Texas parents' access to their children's records. In a statement, Attorney General Ken Paxton said, "We will not allow woke corporations to undermine the sacred rights of parents to protect and oversee their kids' medical well-being." Epic denies all charges, pointing out that parental access is decided by doctors and health systems. As for the woke comment, the Epic CEO is known for donating to Democratic campaigns. From the 24-Hour News Center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
If you did go to the movies, there's apparently no taming a couple of animal investigators.
Never pull up any deer. I have to help my family. Cannonball! Zootopia 2 is back on top at the box office with a $26 million take after ceding the throne to a horror movie.
What do they want with my sister?
Five Nights at Freddy's 2 took in just $15 million. That's a 70% drop from its debut. It was a quiet weekend overall, with no major releases ahead of another highly anticipated sequel.
Protect your sisters.
Yes, sir. Stay in the cover.
Avatar Fire and Ash arrives Friday. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.